This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You gotta love how the Democrats do certain things. Like in the Trump classified documents deal, they have this guy, his name is Brian Butler, and they say he unknowingly moved classified documents. Well, why not get the moving company and say, this guy here, he worked at Mar-a-Lago and he unknowingly moved classified documents. Let me ask you this. How do things get moved? If you need help, if somebody's at your house and they say, and you need to move something, they go, hey, can you help me grab this bench? You go, sure, man. And you pick it up and y'all take it. And then what do? You load it into what? A vehicle? I know I'm going to help you along with this. I feel like I'm in my cousin Vinny where I'm like, and what are these things right here? Trees. And what do these trees have on them? Leaves? Yeah. It's not trick questions, you know. You pick something up, you move it, you put it into a vehicle, that vehicle moves it somewhere else in the storage or whatever. To read the stuff that they put on Donald Trump, you would think Donald Trump was moving it, you know, like in the movie The Firm. He was moving it to the Cayman Islands to put it in their little casita and lock it behind there and not let you know that everybody involved is going to be killed. Here's what I know about what Trump does. This guy, Brian Butler, he's in no danger. Now, if he was moving Hillary Clinton's classified documents, we might have to put some people on Brian. Donald Trump isn't hurting anybody. He's not trying to cover up on stuff. Look at the Russian collusion. Nobody got hurt in the making of that farce by the Democrats. Donald Trump didn't go, you know what, I better take out Papadopoulos. I better take out General Flynn. Let the chips fall where they may. Trump said, investigate anything you want. You tell us what you need. We'll get it for you. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Thank you guys for being here, being a part of what I do. I hope you'll check out the store. I hope you check out the website, find out all the other things we're involved in. One of the things I am going to be talking about here soon, because we're going to take this company public or do an offering, is the Chinese domination of Hollywood. You're going to start seeing a lot more about that. The films that are made are not being made for us. They're being made for the Chinese market. And Hollywood is a relatively cheap way to do it, but also a mouthpiece for China. You're going to notice a lot more Chinese people in films, and that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But you're also going to notice a lot more Chinese propaganda. You know, they're going to make China look like it is the place to be, the place to live. Everybody's going to want to be Chinese pretty soon, I'm telling you. And so I'm not countering. Look, China should be proud of itself. It should do everything it can to promote itself as a country. But Americans have to be smart enough to know that we're not giving up on MAGA and we're not giving up on America First. We're going to give that alternative. And I think we're going to be the first ones to really be able to push back. So I'm looking forward to that. Let's go back to this. Brian Butler, a former Mar-a-Lago worker, referenced as Trump employee number 5 in the classified documents indictment of Donald Trump, spoke exclusively with CNN about what he saw. Now, this is a dude that works at Mar-a-Lago, and I don't know what his role is, but Brian, can you come over to this office, move this, do that? And Brian hit the lottery. Once the Democrats got his name, they pulled him aside and said, hey, look, you got a menial job. You're a nobody. We can make your life amazingly beautiful, or we can make it miserable. You pick, Brian, and here's all you got to do. All you got to say is, I helped Donald Trump move classified documents. Because here's the thing. This guy knows nothing. I could have been at Mar-a-Lago going to my hotel room and somebody say, hey, can you help me move this box? Yeah, no problem. I'm a good Samaritan. And then I moved the box and everybody, I moved the box. Well, you helped move classified documents. Okay. I mean, unless I smell decaying flesh, I mean, I'm probably going to help you move it. I might even volunteer. I'm saying if I'm walking to my room and I got a little bag on or whatever, book back, and I see you struggling, I'm probably going to help. But he's a nobody. They act like he's in the inner circle, like he knew what was going on. They even tell you, unwittingly, he moved the document. So what does that tell you? Old boy doesn't know anything. But what was it, clandestine? Did they go, now listen, this is hush hush. We only want Brian and a couple of other people. Only inside of this room can know we're going to move some boxes. I just want you to think about how crazy this sounds. But this is the way they paint it. And oh, let's not forget, Donald Trump was president and he could declassify anything. And what Joe Biden did was retroactively say, no, I'm reclassifying it as classified. Therefore, it is now something we can go after Trump for. I mean, that is the level that these people have sunk to in order to get Donald Trump. So now Brian Butler, man, he's counting his money. And the Democrats are CNN, they're posting, oh, look at him. Donald Trump, he's hiding stuff. Oh, Lord. Donald Trump is bad. It's insane. But this is what we put up with. And look, I got other stories. Let me just put it to you this way. Media is trying to make Donald Trump look like a pariah with classified documents. Joe Biden, senator and vice president, shouldn't have had him in all kinds of locations, unprotected, classified information. And what happens to him? Nothing. But Donald Trump, what does it tell you? Let me tell you, it tells you that they don't have much left. Think about what's going on with J6. Now we learn Donald Trump tried. We knew this already, by the way, but now it's confirmed. Donald Trump tried to deploy 10,000 National Guard troops and Pelosi said no because they orchestrated it. Liz Cheney is part of it. They orchestrated it. But they want to make it appear as though Donald Trump, he's born in an insurrection. The worst since this. And they keep saying it. They keep comparing it to the Civil War. What an insult. And they get away with it. And now we've learned the truth. Fannie Willis meeting with the White House. Letitia James conspiring with the White House. All these people doing the devil's work and getting rewarded. And Donald Trump fighting every single day going, what next? What next? Bring it. What's next? What else you got? So this guy, Brian Butler, he's dropping dime on Trump about what he saw. This guy was moving boxes. He didn't notice anything. He was a mover. I don't know what his job is, but it ain't that big of a deal. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What does the president mean when he said no regrets? Because he's also said he takes very seriously the handling of classified documents. So I'm unclear what he means about no regrets.
So I'm not going to comment further from what the president has said yesterday. I think he laid out his thoughts. He was asked about it. He laid out his thoughts of whatever question he was asked. I'm not going to get into specifics, or I'm not going to go beyond what the president has said. But I will reiterate from here that and basically what he said to all of you many times at this point, that he does indeed take classified information and seriously. He does indeed take classified documents. Seriously, I'm just not going to go beyond that. I would refer you to the White House Counsel's Office for any specifics on the president's comments or how the process is moving forward.
We had a lot to talk about today, but I decided we were going to shift gears and talk about Joe Biden's classified documents. He has no regrets. Did he know he was going to get out using the insanity defense? I don't know, but he has no regrets. She says he takes it seriously, but he has no regrets. He was haphazard with them. Admittedly, we know every place he had them. I've played clips last hour, this hour, of people saying not one, not two, not three, not four, seven different locations he's had these documents. Most of the time, not even under lock and key. We don't know who went to his house. We don't know who had access to him. Chinese assistants that work for Hunter Biden that are also associated with the Chinese Communist Party. But Joe Biden says he has no regrets. Wow. John Cena appeared naked on the Academy Awards or whatever, the Oscars. And I don't watch him. I'm sure you didn't either. And the idea was he was going to reveal himself. He wants to be seen. And he said, and I don't know if he was being, if he was joking about it or not, but he says for the majority of his career, he's been a liar. And I'm going to read what he said. He says, at the time, I don't think there's an ounce of truth in anything I've said ever. I'm just living a lie. I'm living a whole lie. I think I'm visible. I think people can see me. They can't. Now, whether he's admitting this as a joke or whatever, let me tell you what he's telling you. He's giving you Hollywood. These people live a lie. They live in a fantasy world. And when you expose it in any way, shape, or form, they're triggered. And then their vitriol comes out against you because you have discovered their lie. And Joe Biden, he won't even admit to the lies. He's gotten so good at lying to himself, he doesn't even care. He's a liar. So what? Convict me. Prove it. That's what the Democrats tell you. Prove it. Guilty of having the documents, but I don't have any regrets. And why should he? Because right after it was discovered that Joe Biden had done exactly what, well, not even exactly what Trump did, it's far worse. Trump is a president. He could do it. Trump didn't have 50 different locations of documents. He had them in Mar-a-Lago. And then they, oh, well, Joe Biden's cooperating. Yeah, cooperating how? By saying I have no, I gave him all the access in, but I have no regrets. I'm not apologizing for anything, which I'll give him credit. That's the way you're supposed to be. But it doesn't mean the Justice Department has to accept it. But old demented Joe, he's getting off. But CNN, during the time when Joe Biden, when it was revealed that he did far worse than Donald Trump, what did they do? Well, he's cooperating. And then they ran interference for him.
Brian, you said, you've told our producers that there is a danger in over-criminalizing mishandling of classified information. Explain that.
Yeah, because of the criminal statutes that are out there that are old and quite vague, almost any mishandling case could potentially be shoehorned into a criminal investigation. But going back to my prior point, because this type of mishandling happens all the time, and now it's become such a political football with all three last presidential candidates being investigated, I do worry about, while we need to take this all seriously and it needs to be investigated, I do worry about over-criminalizing it. Things that should ultimately be security violations sometimes. Those should be handled typically by, if you're a federal government employee, being disciplined or fired. But launching these full investigations that become political footballs is dangerous because it can disincentivize people from serving in the federal government. But we do want to incentivize them again to do the right thing, which is report it when it happens, and not to do the wrong thing, which is to conceal and obstruct, which is what Trump did.
They always have a distinction, don't they? Trump concealed it. Donald Trump was wide open with it. He's got all the documentation to prove. He was wide open with it. You know what they've stooped to? A previous segment. They stooped to telling you that some low-level worker, he recognized the skullduggery of Trump. And now he's going to be the new savior. This guy is, I don't know, Omarosa, Scaramouche, he's all of them rolled into one. Michael Cohen, he's going to get Donald Trump because this guy knew exactly what he knew Donald Trump's intent. He absolutely did. There were Chinese people on property. You better watch out. You better not cry. Yeah. That was CNN, which, by the way, as an aside, CNN is struggling. You know, they had that lady, Caitlin, what's her face? Caitlin Collins, I think's her name. She got promoted. But remember, she did the town hall with Donald Trump, and Donald Trump said, you're a terrible interviewer. He went after her. So anyway, she got a primetime TV show in the top hours, and it's failing miserably. Terrible. I mean, you probably recognize that CNN is struck. They are revamping the entire thing, but you know what they're not going to do? You're not going to hire conservatives. They're not going to start reporting the truth. Why would they start doing that now? The closest we got to the truth, I played you some clips. Morning Joe and these guys saying, hey, look, yeah, Donald Trump, I mean, his classified document, we've got to treat Joe Biden. I mean, we don't know what Joe Biden said. I mean, yeah, closest they got. And then every time they talk about it, every single one of them, you can go listen to these for yourself. They all say Joe Biden's been very upfront, as he has to be. He's been very upfront about it. He's been open. It's Donald Trump that's not open. What do you think? You know how leftists are. Who do you think's really being open, and who do you think is hiding the documents? Do you think the guy who can't, who doesn't have 20 LLCs, isn't paying 15 members of his family with money coming from Ukraine, Russia, China, wherever, who divested himself of all of his businesses, etc., do you think this is the guy that's crooked, or do you think it's a guy that won't let people call him by his name, the big, he uses the big guy instead, has multiple phony accounts, doesn't use his State Department legitimate account when dealing with his kid, has burner phones, it won't admit to meeting with dinner partners, denies completely that he even met with him, talked to him, looked at him, thought about him. But he's the one we're supposed to believe. I'll let you decide. When we come back, we're going to talk about Joe Biden's next bit of subterfuge. What's Joe want to convince you of? That he's not old. So he's making commercials to convince America that, you know what, I'm youthful and vigorous. Don't let them fool you. Hear it in my own words. What did he say? Watch me.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House announcing another $300 million in military assistance is being sent to Ukraine in the form of anti-aircraft missiles, ammunition, artillery rounds, and anti-armor systems. A bipartisan bill has moved forward with a vote today that effectively bans TikTok in the United States if the app's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, doesn't sell to an American owner in the next 6 months. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump have clinched the Democratic and Republican presidential nominations, respectively. bringing on a third rematch expected to revolve around all the same issues in 2020: immigration, the economy, abortion, reproductive access, inflation, and foreign policy. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart: a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Look, I'm not a young guy. That's no secret. But here's the deal. I understand how to get things done for the American people. I led the country through the COVID crisis. Today, we have the strongest economy in the world. I passed a law that lowers prescription drug prices, caps insulin at $35 a month for seniors. For 4 years, Donald Trump tried to pass an infrastructure law, and he failed. I got it done. Now we're rebuilding America. I passed the biggest law in history to combat climate change because our future depends on it. Donald Trump took away the freedom of women to choose. I'm determined to make Roe v. Wade the law of the land again. Donald Trump believes the job of the president is to take care of Donald Trump. I believe the job of the president is to fight for you, the American people, and that's what I'm doing.
Joe Biden finally told the truth. He's admitting that he's old. Who would know, given how the pundits cover for him, though, right? Their coverage is so laughable that Saturday Night Live actually mocked them for trying to make Joe seem like he was just, Joe Biden. I'm not going to play the clip. Don't even worry about it. But if you heard it, some of it was hysterical. Like, it was a basketball. They had a guy playing a basketball guy. His name is Draymond Green. He said, man, Joe could jump so high, he'll put a dollar. He'd jump up to the top of the thing and leave a dollar and take some change. And it was hysterical. All the things that they said, man, y'all just don't know. Behind the scenes, you know, it's always in private. It's never the Joe you see in public. That's not the Joe that exists, man. This dude behind the scenes, like I said, wrestles alligators. And I talked about it before. No need to belabor it. But now Joe Biden, he's got to defend himself. The gloves are off. And the leftist elitists, they're telling Joe Biden, we know what's going on. And look, it doesn't seem like that. It doesn't appear that way if you're not paying attention and you haven't learned how to read between the lines. Joe Biden, they have to pretend to support him until they get rid of him. Biden knows it, and that's why he's now trying to confront it. He's admitting that he's old. He's succumbed. And here's what he does. He says, look, I'm not a young guy. That's a clever way of saying I'm old, right? I'm not a young guy. Admits the obvious, a clear attempt to save himself in his flailing campaign. And I love, if you've seen the commercial, he smiles, I'm not a young guy, with that fake smile. Then he tires out, and they cut to B-roll, and they start showing all the other stuff. And then Biden appears for another 6 seconds in the video. He's in that video for less than 10 seconds of a 1 minute commercial. And I'm not criticizing it. And you make commercials for whatever you want in different productions, however you choose to do it. But I'm just telling you, they want Joe to, they had him introduce it. They cut to B-roll. They bring him back to talk a little bit about Donald Trump. They cut to more B-roll. Then he says, I'm Joe Biden. And ha ha, you know, look at me. And by the way, at the very end of it, they do an outtake. I didn't even keep it. They do an outtake And Joe Biden says, why are we doing this commercial? I'm young and I'm vibrant. Yet again, the man tells you what the problem is. He's young and he's vibrant. Yep. 6 seconds of video. Well, that's a full day of work for him. Generally, Joe Biden scowls at when the question of his age comes up. If reporters ask it, he dismisses it. He's very dismissive. But in this commercial, they want you to believe that Joe's an affable guy. He's a fun guy. Even Scarborough made the comment, Joe, back in the day, he used to be a really bad. I mean, I will tell you, he's a lot better Joe Biden.
I think he's better than he's ever been. Intellectually, analytically, because he's been around for 50 years. And, you know, I don't know if people know this or not. Biden used to be a hothead. Sometimes that Irishman would get in front of the reasoning. Sometimes he would say things he didn't want to say. This is, and I don't really, you know what, I don't really care. Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. Not a close second. And I've known him for years. The Brzezinskis have known him for 50 years. If it weren't the truth, I wouldn't say it.
I love the part where Scarborough goes, sometimes he would say things he didn't mean to say. Really? Shocker. Joe Biden says things that he didn't mean to say. Joe Biden messes up? What? Joe Scarborough?
Anyway, and I don't want to well, maybe choose my words. I was just thinking, anyway, I just, look, I mean, Putin's kleptocracy, yeah, it was in January. After being elected, the late January, early February. He said, it's not, we need not just, well, I won't go into it.
Here's what drives the driver in the states that are affected. Here's what the, you can do, the drivers. For two reasons. One, it's an impact. An impact that decades are making because inaction was, there was inaction with the Department of, from Charlotte, another line going from in Florida down to Tampa.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to. Anyway, the idea that and Joan Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga. But there's, you know, there to be, you know, beginning this effort, I want you to know that I want to thank you as well for, but the nature, not the, America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him. Look, a solid meeting with the Los Angeles what am I doing here? From the they're going to also increase corporate. Growth. They make a very good point. Here's the deal. $159,000 less. My plan is to make concrete. I know, President. Leading tech companies like Anthropic, and I'm going to mispronounce. I'm not going to try. The beer brewed here, it is used to make the brew beer in this refinery. Oh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes. By the end of a governing crisis, it's time to end it. These constant. Anyway, I'm going to be good. Because that's why we cannot let this election be one where the same man who was president 4 years ago. I'll never forget. I won't go into that. Anyway, I just think that Florida Small Business Winner Award winner, Business Week winner. Now, he has the Evolver Institution. About former prime minister. Like to take baths of the anyway.
They overruled that to reinstate the
32nd freestanding have free 30 free.
In this fall, my orders here.
If you've listened to all that, you got to ask yourself this. How does Joe Biden go all fiery during the State of the Union? And that's the way he is normally. What's going on? And then you should ask yourself, do you really think this guy is going to survive the rigors of a campaign? I don't think he will. We'll be back. We got a little bit more to talk about on this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Look, I'm not a young guy. That's no secret. But here's the deal.
What's the deal, Joe? The dementia? You forgot to mention that dementia in your campaign commercial. Look, I'm not a young guy. But here's the deal. I got a deal for, as if we made a deal with him. But here's the deal. I got a deal for you. If you'll let me stay 4 more years so I can completely torpedo the economy, well, you're going to be better off. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I know you're out there listening in stealth. You know how I know? Because I find you at parties. I was at a party in Tampa, Florida. And one of my buddies threw this party. I'm at this beautiful home, great food, music, band playing, the whole deal. And I go up and I talk to this young guy, and he goes, "Hey, man, I love you. I like your sunglasses." I go, "Thank you." Had on some gift sunglasses my wife had bought me. And he goes, I'm in the sunglasses. I go, "What do you have?" And he took his out, and we talked sunglasses for a bit. And he says, you know, you sound like a guy that I listen to on the radio. And I go, who is he? And he goes, his name is Kevin Jackson. I go, well, funny for you, I am that guy. You've got to be kidding me. Oh, my gosh. He goes, he gets his wife. He brings her over. I'd already met his father-in-law. And he's like, this is the guy I told you I'm listening to the radio. And they make a big deal about it. Tampa, Florida. I had no clue. Yes. So long story short, we're getting out there. The word gets out there. People know about us. And I love hearing from you guys. And I hope we will grow that audience. I hope that you're continuing to listen. Look, listen to other people. And make the comparisons. And by the way, if you say, Kevin, your show could be a lot better if I'll listen to you. I listen to stupid ideas all the time. No, I'm kidding. I would love to hear you say, Kevin, we'd love to hear you do this. Let me tell you what we are doing. We're going to start doing this is only for Backstage Club people. So I'm going to interview CEOs, movers and shakers, you know, titans of industry. And these are going to be the ones that you'll want your teenagers to listen to, because these are the ones that are going to be men and women conservatives that are going to tell you how they got ahead. And let me tell you, these stories, one of the guys I'm going to interview, this is a guy, it freely admits, he goes, let me tell you, I barely got out of high school. I was a C student at best. All I wanted to do was what I had in my brain that I wanted to do. It was a blue collar job. Guy's worth $500 million now. I was with him. He literally went to buy a house. He buys a house for $10 million. And he goes, yeah, I ended up buying the one down the street too, because it was a fixer-upper. I bought it for $7 million. I'm going to put a couple million in it, and then I'm going to flip it for 20. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Blue-collar dude, down to earth, you know, just a great guy. And you think all these CEOs are people that come from money. You got to hear this guy's story. Come from money? Geez, I felt like I wanted to cry when he was telling me his childhood. And I didn't have a great one. I met a lady, true story. I met a woman. This woman was so well together. She and her husband, and I met them at a fundraiser. And I immediately go, oh, there's a silver spoon, whatever. And she told me her story. She's like, Kevin, I grew up so poor. And she started telling me her story. And I looked at her and I go, nobody would ever believe. She goes, I know. She goes, you know, my husband and I, we've done well. And they were very well put together. And you would have thought they were old money. She goes, old money, my butt. We worked our butts off. And I was like, I've got to get your story. But I don't want it on radio. I want it on camera. I want people to see this posh, you know, white couple that looks all blah, blah, blah. And they came from absolutely nothing. That's the story. Anyway, what else? We were talking about Joe Biden. He's running his commercial. He wants people to think, oh, hey, you know, I'm a young guy and all this. And he begins it with a Bidenism. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. See, he utters that nonsense routinely. He thinks we've made a deal with him. Yeah, I think the 74 million people that voted against Joe Biden aren't interested in his deal. But he goes on to explain the deal of his age. He explains that because he's old, he understands how to get things done for the American people. And I don't know about you, but that tells me all I need to know. He's going to get things done for us. What do you want done? I don't know. I want the border closed. I want to stop sending money to Ukraine. I want to focus on America's veterans. I want to revamp America's schools. I've got a lot of things that I'd like as part of the deal. I don't think Joe's making a deal with me. See, it's nonsense. If you like paying a lot more for things than you did under Trump, well, Joe's your man. And if his State of the Union speech was any indicator, Joe is going to help us Americans. He's going to, what was the quote, understand how to get things done for the American people by spending billions more of our tax dollars in Ukraine. Huh. You know what, Joe? I don't think that's the deal. But America, can you feel the love? But as they say in those ShamWow commercials, but wait, because Joe Biden has more love to give, except it's not for Americans, because instead he's going to fund the Latino invasion that he invited people in. That's part of the deal.
His commercial, Donald Trump, I'm going to bring back Roe v. Wade, and I'm going to put my money into climate change. And,
hey, Joe, that's not the deal I want. He wanted to strong-arm Congress to get billions of dollars annually to allow illegals to process into this country more quickly so they could get the vote. And he wanted to make it almost impossible to get rid of them. Once they got here, you couldn't get rid of them. And I don't know if you saw that video. They ask illegals, who do you want? Who would you support when you come over here? Joe Biden or Donald Trump? Joe Biden. There was not a single illegal that went, Donald Trump. See, it used to be that's the way black people would have been like, Joe Biden, man. Joe Biden. Now you know what you hear when you go to the black community, you put a microphone in front of their face. Trump, baby. Donald Trump. Trump. Yeah, buddy. Why do you think black people, I tell black folks all the time, you are being replaced. It ain't with robots, even though the bots did replace them in the 2020 election. And they will still use them. But they have to have the numbers to back up the bots. And what about women? Hey, Joe hasn't forgotten you. He's going to repeal your ability to kill babies. Or, to not kill babies. He's going to give you that right back. When I say right back, I mean that right. The right of a woman to kill another being inside of her body. As I tell ladies all the time, if you own your body, just don't try to sell it on the street or sell a kidney on eBay because you don't own it. You would think if you owned your body, you could say, look, I got an extra kidney. I got a piece of liver. It'll grow back. As long as you pay for my surgery, I'll give you a kidney. I'll give you a piece of liver. Heck, I could give you one of my lungs. Maybe I could give you a retina or something. I don't know. But there are pieces of your body for sale. The government going, you can't sell your body. Don't you dare try. So, Joe Biden, man, he's going to do it all. But here's my question. The serious question for you people. How do we survive before Joe Biden? Every time I hear a Democrat talk, I think to myself, boy, what would we have done without them? They've given us everything. I don't know about you. When I get up and go to work, I know how the engine of the economy works. And I got my little bit of the piece of the engine of the economy. What exactly is Joe doing for me? Oh, Kevin, he's paving those roads and those bridges and all that stuff. I don't know. Somebody remind me, but I think they were there before Joe. What is he? He's making my air cleaner? My water's clean? Are things better off? To believe Joe, they have to be. I know I'm suffering under inflation and gas prices and my rent went up $800 a month, blah, blah, blah. But Joe is there for me. All I got to do is hold on. What's that song? Hold on. I'm coming. Well, if you're ready, I'm ready, Joe. Man, I am ready. This dude, he says he's going to change the prescription drugs. He picks insulin. 10% of the people in the country have diabetes, and the majority of them do use insulin. But Joe's going to save us all. 90% of us that won't even impact. And he claims he's going to go after Big Pharma. Yeah, like he did with COVID, giving them billions. I ask again, what would we do without Joe?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.